It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
On this St. Valentine's Day week, we are finally putting it to rest. Who loves the other person more on this show? Yeah. Melissa loving me or me loving Melissa? Yesterday, I answered 2 out of 6 questions correct. Today, Melissa is going to try and beat that by answering questions about me. We brought our producer, Kyle, in. Kyle, you got 6 questions about me?
I do. Melissa, are you ready to go?
I think so.
All right. Let's play.
Question number 1. Who was the best man in Austin's wedding?
His dad.
Austin?
That's right.
All right. One for one.
1 for 1. Not bad, Mel.
Austin played 2 sports in high school. Football and what else?
I mean, I'm going to say baseball.
Is it baseball?
I did play.
Was it rugby?
I did play, yeah.
Dang it.
I played baseball in high school. I just didn't play for my high school. I played rugby. State champs, baby.
Okay.
Oh, man. I was down. Okay.
Question number 3. Austin went viral for wearing a pink fuzzy jacket that women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey made famous. What college does she coach for?
Oh, no. I have no idea. I don't remember.
Austin?
She started out so hot. LSU.
LSU.
LSU Tigers.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. No, maybe you'll get this one because it involves one of your favorite people. Austin and Russell Dickerson became friends by working at what store?
Oh, it was that Marshall Fields brand. Oh, my gosh.
3 seconds?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember it. What was it?
Fossil Jeans Company.
Fossil's a part of...
It was the watch company. They tried to branch out and compete against Hollister and Abercrombie, and it did not work out.
They're part of Marshall Fields, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I knew they were... Gosh darn it, I'm like halfway there.
There were only 23 locations in the country when Russell and I worked there.
Okay. Melissa, let's see if you can tie it up here. Austin has told the story of making the volleyball all-star team, only to have it taken away from him after a friend told the captain that Austin, quote, said I should have made it over him, end quote. What grade did this happen?
5th?
Austin?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shout out Julian Wiggins.
So it all comes down to this.
Okay.
If you get this right, you love him more. If not, your love is a tie.
Okay.
Austin does 3 voices very well. Name all 3.
Oh, my gosh. Regis.
Yes.
That's right, America.
Ringo Starr. It's Ringo Starr.
There we go.
I can't remember the 3rd one.
Come on, Melissa. The time is ticking. I'm Ringo Starr.
I can't remember the 3rd one. Who is it?
Austin.
I forgot.
Well, I like to think that it's Jerry Seinfeld. I mean, what is the deal?
But the real answer is...
Welcome back to Wrigley Field. It's a beautiful day at the ballpark today.
Who is that?
It's 1920s Bob.
That's not a person.
We said voices.
Aw, guys.
It's all right, Mel. We love each other the exact same.
You should give that to me. I gave you 1 yesterday.
You didn't even guess a 3rd one.
Yeah, you didn't even guess a 3rd one.
That's because you said it was a person.
I said voices. You can listen back. It looks like you guys love each other the same.
I love that this came down to Melissa just not hearing something correctly.
Melissa. Maybe you'd ask me about your college comedy troupe, which was...
What was it called?
Comedy Wars?
Oh, hey.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, but it wasn't one of the questions.
You have something like that.
Yeah, sorry. You know what, Melissa? We just love each other the same amount.
I guess we do.
Which is not very much at all.
I know.
2 out of 6.
What?
We're terrible.
Gosh.